From the Figure Four Online Studios in beautiful Bothell, Washington, exclusively at WrestlingObserver.com, you're listening to The Brian and Vinny Show with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Big Vinny V.
Granny, you are number one. All of your reports are so much fun. Wrestling memoirs and the soaps, Facebook and some funny jokes. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one. Put that guilt on your grandson.
Go visit your grandmother, Brian.
If a match really blows, just give it a big fat minus O. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one. Granny, number one.
All right, everybody. It's Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean Show. It's February 3rd, 2026. Figure4online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot to talk about today, don't we, Granny?
I guess.
You don't know what's going on. Hey, I should mention that if you go to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, or my Blue Sky, which I think is at Brian Alvarez, but I actually couldn't tell you. But anyway, or my Threads, which I'm not sure what that is either. But anyway, all the information is up about the convention coming up over WrestleMania weekend.
It is, in fact, Brian Alvarez of Blue Sky.
All right. If you guys want to go to the convention, tickets are on sale for everything right now. Do you hear me? Everything. It's coming up over WrestleMania weekend. There's going to be all sorts of fun events, including live podcasts.
Woo!
Yeah, Vinny and I are going to do one, and Dave and I. So we're doubling up this year. We're going to be all of us doing podcasts. And there's, of course, the dinner at Texas Day Brazil, which is always a good time. Eat all you can. You heard me. Eat all you can. How come every time I click this, it just... anyway... we got that. There's it's going to be at the Circa Resort and Casino, which is the hot thing on the Strip, I hear. Isn't that right? We got
it's not on the Strip.
We got all sorts
of
things. Well, it's close enough. All sorts of fun stuff. So anyway, if you want to do any of that stuff, head up right now and check it out. There's April 17th, April 18th, and April 19th. Vinny V's Karaoke Extravaganza is on there as well.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we got after parties night one, after party night two, and plenty more. So eat all you can. Texas Day Brazil is going to be at 2 o'clock on April 17th. There's going to be an Observer Radio with Dave and I 10 to 11, and then Vinny and I are going 11 to 12 is what it's looking like. That's on the 17th, 18th. Some watch parties. You can watch wrestling with Dave Meltzer.
And Vinny V.
And Vinny. Maybe myself as well. And the after parties are all... Actually, I should say this. If you want to go to the after parties, I would suggest going up and getting tickets now because it's in a suite. It does sell out. There is a fire code.
Yeah.
And we've actually already sold actually a lot of tickets so far for those. And it's barely even gone on sale. So if you want to do the after parties, I would recommend getting tickets to those ASAP. So head up to at Brian Alvarez. Tomorrow we'll have graphics and we'll have an actual website you can click on. But for right now, the link is at Brian Alvarez. So anyway, Granny, you going to Vegas?
No, thanks.
Well,
I'd love to go. I would just love to go.
Well, hey, you got that shot in your knee. Maybe you'll be going.
How do you know about that?
How would I not know about that?
Well, it was supposed to be tomorrow.
No, I was over there, and the doctor called and told you to come a day early. I was here when
that's
you...
That's right.
I yes. That.
Anyway, I had to go over and had about 15 minutes of x-rays on my knee, and I had to stand up through the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
And then he put two little small bottles of some kind of medication into my knee, and I'm hoping it will work
because
I think I'll be able to walk again a little bit.
Wow. Well, you need to get walking, Granny. That's what keeps you alive, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get my walker out if it works. He said it'll probably be about 3 days before I really...
I thought you got into the car a lot easier afterwards.
That was my mind.
Wow.
Your mind over your matter. I mean, I made up my mind this is going to work, and it's going to work.
Oh, that's right. What matters.
With some help from above.
The Lord. What are you watching in the background? Your TV is quite distracting.
Just a minute. I've got...
And it seems to be airing the same commercial over and over again for a phone.
Did I shut it off?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Oh. Well.
Lucky I brought the thing over here to shut it off with.
That's true. We are very lucky. All right. Should we do the Facebook, Vinny? Anyone else have anything else they want to say?
Everyone go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Go to the karaoke. It's very fun.
Sean, Craig, you going?
I've never been.
On the fence right now.
Better get those tickets.
It's fun, Craig.
Yeah. Fine, I've been a couple times.
Granny's a veteran of these.
She is.
Wars in Vegas.
It's Vegas. It is a war.
And they are.
Brian, you know what I remember the most?
I'll tell you what I remember, but go ahead.
When somebody found the $100 bill, and they gave it to me, and I came home, and I bought lotto tickets every week, and out of that whole $100, we never won a thing.
The state won. I'm glad you wasted that money that you were given.
Well, I wanted everybody to have a share in it.
Ah.
So if you won $7 after $100, you were just going to split that $7 ways?
Because it wasn't my money.
I see.
My favorite part was clearing out the suite after everybody wouldn't leave with Tony. That was fun.
I think I had
way to sell it.
That one. Yeah, it's so fun. People won't leave. Yeah. That's a selling point.
That's not what he's saying. I remember the best moment of Vegas was the last time Granny went, and she had me push her in a wheelchair through the airport for miles, and then on and off the airplane, and then into the shuttle, and into the hotel, and up and down, and push, 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 push. And then she finally sat down, and up walks Dr. Lucha Steve Sims. He goes, "Gladys, you want to gamble?" She goes, "Yeah." She jumped up, and she walked so fucking fast down. I was like... You've got to be kidding me. No. There were multiple witnesses. I haven't seen you move so fast since you were probably in your 50s. No wheelchair, no walker. She was just up. Whoosh, off she went. And then we didn't see you for hours afterwards. I think you came back at 2 a.m. with Steve Sims. Cranny just giggles. Yeah. What happens in Vegas?
Yes.
Let's read the Facebook, Vinny.
There's two questions on Facebook today.
Why?
I don't know. One, if you were invited to my Super Bowl party, what is your signature dish that you are bringing with you?
Whose Super Bowl party is it? Granny's?
I assume so. It's on her page.
Okay, yeah. I'd go to the bistro, but go ahead.
And then, in all caps, have you ever seen a fight at a Super Bowl party?
Good question. Anyone ever been to a Super Bowl party and a fight broke out? Maybe you had a supporter of one team and a supporter of the other and things got heated?
Doubtful.
I've only ever seen one fight at a party, believe it or not. I don't go to a lot of parties. People don't invite me. But
Bigwood.
Was yes. It the sweet party?
No.
Oh. No.
That was no comment. Yes, Craig was also there. There's an altercation at Bigwood's get together.
Oh, boy.
Was I there?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
It was UFC 100. We went to that.
There was violence. Wow.
Yeah. Somebody tried to double leg Bigwood. Until he fell.
Who the fuck was dumb enough to do that?
Until he fell into the refrigerator and knocked over his John Wayne commemorative plates.
Do I know the double legger?
No.
I don't remember.
He was a...
Is he still alive?
Yes. Mainly because Craig and I were there to hold Big Wood back.
Okay.
Yes. I had his right arm, Craig had his left.
And you were able to hold him back?
Yes.
I'm actually stunned.
He was very drunk.
And he's
though not as drunk as the guy who tried to pick fight with him.
Wow.
I did have a handful of back hair.
See, I knew that was a great question.
That's so disgusting.
It's true.
But true.
Oh, my God.
Let's start reading.
Edward Laredo, speaking of back hair. I would bring something that Brian hates, and I would bring a whole lot of it.
What's that, Ed?
Pork.
There's a lot of stuff you hate.
Just say it.
Pork chops, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
A lot of, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I could find something to eat, Ed, besides what you brought to a Super Bowl party.
John Tabb.
He's not invited anyway, so it's irrelevant. That's go ahead.
True. John Tabb Somerville has.
Let me guess. Yeah. Moonshine.
Believe it or not, no.
Really?
Four slabs of dry seasoning ribs, four slabs of wet ribs, 40 piece of barbecue chicken wings, 16 ounces of coleslaw, and baked beans all from the cozy corner in Memphis, Tennessee. Plus, a pan of buttermilk cornbread from my sister and a pan of chocolate chip cookies from Bridget Verhey with vanilla ice cream from Cold Stone.
That's his signature dish.
Good job. Well, hey, you know, Sunday.
Party has five people in
it. Let's go, Curry.
I mean,
I got the door open.
If he's bringing that much food, I'm not going to complain about.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to see how he gets it here.
That would be, I'm sure, DoorDash.
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be a steep.
Yeah, I remember when I tried that with Skippers.
Mm.
We all do, Brian.
Ryan D. Norcross says, I bring a mean cheese dish.
A mean cheese dish?
That's exactly what it says. I assume it's like a cheese plate.
Huh.
Of all the things.
It could be a queso.
Queso, yeah.
Oh, it could be queso. That's true.
I'd actually take pork chops.
Really?
Over a mean cheese dish?
Over a charcuterie board?
If you had on the menu pork chop or mean cheese dish, I'm afraid I might have to go with the pork chop.
You realize mean just means good.
We don't know that.
I do.
Do you know this guy?
Do I know this
guy? He might have some angry cheese. On that platter.
So I got pepper jack.
Go ahead.
Delicious.
Maybe it means mean like average.
Could be.
I hadn't thought of that. But hey, average cheese is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Average cheese?
Yeah.
Please bring a giant plate of Velveeta to my next
party. Velveeta's not average.
My
average.
Next party.
Velveeta's below average.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden Fallick. Lamar's donuts from KC. Because they're cake donuts, and it would make Mark mad.
Yeah, and it'd make me happy.
Cake
Thank
donuts
you.
Are delicious. Are old-fashioned glazed cake donuts?
I don't think so.
Old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Old-fashioned glazed?
Yeah, that's my favorite donut. I don't think it...
The cake donut is the one
that's
where...
That's perfectly round, like a life preserver.
It's not the shape. It's what it's made of. It's more cakey than that, you know, the buttery, you know, puffy type of donut.
I think that's what I like. Old-fashioned donut.
Well, all the ones you bought from Safeway were not cake donuts.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme would be like donuts that are deep fried. And
yeah, you know. They're disgusting.
Old-fashioned donut, according to Wikipedia, is a term used for a variety of cake donut prepared in the shape of a ring with cracked surfaces and tapered edges.
Yes.
All right, well, that's one I like.
Well, the ones at Cold Stone are basically those with chocolate on top. And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm. Nathan Cox. What was that?
Granny is moving.
She's having a cup of tea.
She decided now was a perfect time to take a big drink of water.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't been doing that.
Well, that's important to do, Granny.
We must stay hydrated.
Thank you for hydrating. Yeah.
But only during the show.
Yes.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Nathan Cox says fried battered dill pickles.
Fried battered dill pickles. We should do, how many would I rather have a pork chop than?
Dude, if it's fried pickled chips, awesome. Mm-hmm. I've had fried pickle spears, not nearly as good. Fried pickle chips are great. They aren't healthy for you, Nathan says, but they're really good.
You don't say.
Eric Joseph. My signature dish is illegible. I think he means ineligible.
Okay.
It's a...
Why would it be ineligible?
Well, I'll read it here. It's a bacon soda washed pizza with pineapple, grilled chicken, and mesquite-infused pepperoni chunks.
I don't know why that would be ineligible.
Inedible?
Inedible?
Maybe that's...
What did he write? Read it.
Illegible.
Illegible?
Which means it can't be read. But I guess it's true.
Mm. He's soda washing a pizza?
A bacon soda washed pizza is what he wrote.
Okay.
I assume that you cook a pizza and just brush it with soda and not like dip it.
That's a new one on me.
I have done some soda barbecue sauces.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. Deborah Lynn says spinach quiche is my signature dish, but I don't think that'll play at a Super Bowl party. I disagree.
I disagree as well.
I will devour your spinach quiche, Miss Deborah Lynn. Be very happy to. So she'd probably bring cups or bowls or plates or silverware because we always end up needing more. That's a great idea. There was a party one time. It may have been in a suite. It may have been in Las Vegas where we all got there and there was about, I don't know, at least a dozen bottles of hard alcohol. No glasses, no cups,
Oops.
No mixers. I scampered, and I mean scampered, to the drugstore.
I think the idea was we were just going to get a bottle, but then too many people showed up.
But I don't think we should be serving anyone nothing but hard alcohol straight from the bottle for hours and hours and hours.
Brother, it's an after party.
Oh, Brian. Michael Dixon says his food will be chili.
Well, we got a microwave.
And he's never seen a fight, but he'd like to fight somebody from the Seahawks.
I get it, Brian.
He can't stand the Seahawks.
That was right up your alley.
I'd like to fight one of the fans. Grayson Little says, I saw The Rock fight Mankind during a Super Bowl. Does that count? I don't think so.
Dragger just got tickets to the Las Vegas event.
How about that?
I hope he comes in full gear.
I was going to say, I hope he comes in his gear.
Yes.
Patrick Michael says, a dessert off the Dale rack at the supermarket because I'm cheap. Mike McCormick. Four cheese mac with a Cheez-It panko topping. Can be made gluten-free if you prefer.
Okay, that's not average cheese. That sounds like high-end cheese.
That's four of them.
Especially if it's on mac.
That's all we know.
All right, two more.
Extra gluten, please.
Ryan Epling says, homemade stuffed peppers for a small gathering. Goulash, which is baked macaroni noodles with shells, beef, peppers, and cheese for a large one. They both sound pretty tasty.
Speaking of stuffed peppers, my specialty, I do a brisket in the smoker, and when it's done, shred the brisket. You get a large jalapenos, and you split them down the middle, seed them, get rid of all the stuff that makes them extra spicy. You take cream cheese and cheddar cheese, you mix those two together, and do brisket and cheese 50-50, stuff it into the jalapeno, wrap the thing in bacon, and put it into the smoker. And when it's all done, it's delicious.
I bet it is.
The Texas Twinkie.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
A Texas Twinkie.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah. Especially if you can get credit to do it.
True.
J.C. Bobbitt, I'd bring my crab dip. I am intrigued. It's baked and served in a Hawaiian bread bowl. Ooh. A delicious blend of crab, cream cheese, white cheddar, Old Bay, and more. J.C., where do you live? What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Granny, what are you doing over there?
At Old
Bay. Making a note so I won't forget something.
All right. Well, it's your turn, so what have you got on your note?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you. Yes. They're going to have the game on down in the pub.
I'll be there.
On the TV. But I don't know what they're doing so far because I've been too busy to read the calendar.
What time does the game start, Vinny?
5, I think.
That's right when we're going to be there at the bistro, Granny.
Does the game start at 3:30 or like the pre-game festivities start at 3:30?
Yeah, you better get that prepared early.
Kickoff is approximately 3:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're going to be there Sunday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Did you know I went over my limit this month?
Wow. Well, let's do it again. By the way, I should mention here that we got more people that are signed up for the convention. Matthew England here is signed up, and he says, since the last convention he went to, he has lost 130 pounds.
Holy smokes.
Top that, everybody.
More than me.
Way to go, Matthew. Yeah, where are you at, Sean?
I'm at 20 still.
That's still good.
It is good.
Are you, what's the word, reconstituting?
I don't know what that means.
Well,
am I pooping more?
No, stuff is being moved.
Oh,
from,
yeah.
You're more muscular and less fat?
I think so.
Okay.
My wife's,
I may have made that
definitely
word
that
up.
My shirts are fitting differently.
Wow, that's good. You do have a new shirt today.
It's, I just, one I haven't worn here, I think.
Wow. It's new to me.
It's very pink.
All right, Granny, what have you got?
I'll have to tell you who I've got so you can look it up and see if it really was a match. Every time I tell one, you say, oh, that wasn't even a match.
That's not true at all. We question the date often.
A lot of times you'd say, that wasn't even a match.
No. Come on.
Okay, anyway, I came home and I just went through the computer. Whatever comes up, comes up.
That sounds scary.
And so it was Brian Danielson versus Kenny Mega, 9:22:21.
21?
Probably a match.
Yeah.
All right.
I might have to wrote the date down.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of the date, Granny, but that match definitely took place.
9/22/21
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, there are, and you know how it is with wrestling.
She's right.
Back and forth punches.
21? Really?
The okay. EW Grand Slam.
You were absolutely correct, Granny, about the match and the date.
With Kenny Mega.
With Kenny Mega.
Okay. What happened to Brian Danielson? I haven't heard anything about
him. Well, he was murdered in his hometown and never wrestled again.
He retired.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Did he at one time have some kind of disease?
A disease?
A love of wrestling?
I thought he had cancer or something at one time.
Cancer?
No. He had diverticulitis. He didn't have diverticulitis.
That's, he had a concussion.
Sorry, thinking about Omega.
He had multiple concussions, and so he had a brain injury.
Ah.
Which he recovered from.
Okay.
Sufficiently to wrestle.
So anyway, him and Brian, him and Kenny were pretty well matched and back and forth and up the ropes and up the corner and in the corner and all over the place.
A lot of corner work.
At the very last, when it was ready to pin somebody, as usual, somebody came in and interrupted. So they called it a draw.
Wow. So somebody interrupted to result in a draw?
So somebody came in.
Okay.
What'd you give it? I don't know if it was due to that or not, but they, you know, they did call it a draw, and there was somebody in the ring with him, not the ref.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give that a 7.
7. Kenny Mega versus Brian Danielson, a 7 on the Granny scale.
Is that good?
Well, yes, it's better than a 5
or a 6.
Not as good as a 10 or a 12.
It's a better than a 1.
It's much better than a 1.
Better than a 1. I remember that match being better than a 1.
Technically, a 7 is better than what Dave gave it, which was 5.
Well, Dave...
I'm just saying.
It's weird. Granny does it... Actually, Granny's weird, too, because...
In this instance.
It used to be a scale where 10 was the highest, and then she also started just exceeding that for no apparent reason.
Well, actually, I don't pay attention to it that much, but...
You give a score to every single match, Granny. Stop.
Well, if I like it, I give it a good one. If I don't, I don't.
And 7's a good one.
That's exactly how you should rate the matches, Granny.
Okay. And the soaps. I never was so disappointed in a show in my life. The whole company
NXT?
Thing is on hold. And the guy that they were trying to get first, Nick had him in the trunk of his car, and he was going to go and kill him. And somehow Victor found out, so he took him. And then the last time I saw him, he was in a room that, like before, Victor was keeping him as a prisoner, and I haven't heard a word forever. Now they have this gal that was a surrogate mother to this couple. And now she came back and kidnapped the child. And somebody from the dead is coming back to help her with this criminal thing.
That's friendly.
And it just doesn't make sense.
This is ridiculous. This is preposterous.
Yeah, so...
Who wrote this? Johnny Russo?
Well, it's supposed to be the same people all this time, but I don't think they'd still be alive. Well, they would too, probably. Maybe as old as me.
You think they're still writing storylines for soap operas at 96?
Guess what else?
What else?
This is the last trivia.
Ever?
Ever?
No, I'll try to find something next week on Amazon.
So what you're telling me is to get you a new book.
Yeah. Well.
That would have been easier.
If you get one, let me know, because I'll look. Maybe
okay.
We can both get one.
That's a great idea.
Okay, anyway, let's go. Name the Neil Young album, which includes the songs Old Man and Heart of Gold.
That Harvest.
The top-selling album in 1972.
Harvest.
Right. What
Good job, Brian.
Hey, Granny, can you get into the microphone instead of getting away from the microphone?
Well, I'm trying to get under the light.
Okay, well, we can't hear you. That's why no one had the answer except me.
What is the more common name of the plant rhododendron?
Rhododendron.
Wait a minute. Rhododendron serotinum, which you should only stand under if you want to be kissed.
Mistletoe.
That's simple. Who was the first mayor of New York City on September 11th, 2001?
Giuliani.
Yep. Name the NBA team that won back-to-back championships in 1989 and 1990.
Chicago Bulls.
The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. That'd be my guess.
Wait, what? Who's what?
What's the answer?
What has happened?
Let me finish it.
Okay.
Name the NBA team that won back-to-back championships in 1989 and 1990 and was named by Sports Illustrated as the most hated team in professional team sports history.
The Detroit Pistons.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Dennis Rodman was on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling tie-in.
Name the movie released in 2001 that is a philological fantasy thriller starring Drew Barrymore, Patrick Swayze, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Firestarter? No, that's earlier.
2001?
Wait a minute. I don't.
2001?
No.
Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze.
Donnie Darko.
Oh.
I just watched that for the first time a couple months ago.
Really?
Yes.
And you didn't know the answer?
I forgot Patrick Swayze.
Shame on you.
He was in it?
He's in it. Drew Barrymore is in it. And yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. Yeah, okay.
Checks it out.
Yeah, she's right. It's not really a horror. It's not really a horror movie, though.
No.
It's a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
I'll say.
It's psychological, that's for sure.
It's even better if you
for want to which shows. NFL team did Joe Montana play his last game in 1930?
What?
1930s?
Not that old.
1932?
No, 1992.
That'd be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep. Name the award-winning PBS filmmaker who produced the series The Civil War.
Ken Burns.
Right. Name the top duo who had a hit in 1972 with Summer Breeze.
Seals and Croft,
yeah.
Yep. Name the former New York Mets first baseman who appeared in a canon on Seinfeld as a love interest of Elaine in 1992.
Keith Hernandez?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's the one that was supposed to spit on that guy.
Yep. That was the spitting episode.
I see.
I watched that show so much.
Kramer got spit on like the
what scale
Zapruder film.
What scale is used to measure the intensity of earthquakes?
The Richter scale.
The Wendy Richter scale.
Name the 1995 Chevy Chase film in which Chevy plays a Lakers fan who writes a column under the name Jane Doe while making up for multiple identities.
Fletch.
Yeah.
Yep. Name the quarterback who won the 1986 Heisman Trophy while playing for Boston College.
Doug Flutie.
How do you guys know all these?
They're sports questions. We're experts.
Sports intensive theme this week. Yeah.
What kind of book can I get so I can get you?
Well, not NFL.
Opera and chemistry.
Not wrestling.
I would imagine we do poorly at like Bluey trivia.
Ballet.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Don't get a question book on music.
No Pearl Jam trivia.
What is classic rock? You knew Neil Young. I would not have gotten Neil Young.
So far, I haven't seen any good ones.
You get Seals and Croft as well. Yeah.
Okay, now, here's my... In 1995, Cal Ripken broke the record for most consecutive games played by a Major League Baseball player whose record did he break?
Lou Gehrig.
Okay. Now here we are with the thousands question. Name the actor whose movie credits include Major League Passenger 57, U.S. Marshals, and Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
That's it. That was a thousandth question. What a payoff to this long-running series here on this program.
Then he went to prison.
Mm-hmm. I think we should do old folks trivia next.
Well, we have a. I think I had one and you didn't like it.
I don't remember not liking it. Granny, you think we don't like everything.
Maybe because it's true.
Just maybe it's not.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, we'll look around for a book. How's that sound?
I feel pretty good right now because I'm having faith in my knee.
All right. It's good to have faith, Granny.
You bet.
In 3 days, you better be running to that elevator.
Very possible.
That's very possible.
Take her to the casino and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is your chance to go to Vegas, Granny. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Get your tickets, Granny.
Brian, they go to the Angel of the Wings almost every week here. I just don't go.
Well, hey.
Because in my chair, it would be too cumbersome.
And you don't think everybody else is also going in a chair?
There will be a few.
Yeah.
Do they have a bus that just loads you up and take you to the casino?
I imagine.
And even if I had my walker, it would still be kind of cumbersome.
Granny, most of the people at the old folks' home are going to the casino with a walker or a wheelchair. That should not be stopping you from going to the casino if you want to go.
I'm not really interested anymore.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right. Well, Granny, listen. Get that knee all healed up, and we'll see you next time.
Are you really going to come Sunday?
Yes, I told you that when I was there on Monday. Did you not hear me?
I might not be able to bring guests to the...
Okay, well, look, can we figure it out off the air?
Brian doesn't want to see the Super Bowl anyway.
I want to do it right now.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to review Impact, okay?
Okay, I'm done.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Granny.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Granny.
Anything else anyone wants to talk about on the air? Should we discuss, where we're going to have lunch tomorrow, locally, here in Bothell? Actually, none of you were in Bothell.
No.
We ate dinner right in Bothell before we got here.
Let me guess. The Ranch Burger.
No, we went to Jersey Mike's.
Mike's. Boy. You can do that anywhere.
I did have a delicious hot Italian sandwich. I might start doing it everywhere. That sandwich was great.
Also cost you an arm and a leg.
Disgusting.
I didn't say it was cheap. It was great.
All right. Well, by the way, this is our weekly free show, everybody. So if you like it, if you made it through that segment and you want more, I would sign up today. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or video.F4WOnline.com is YouTube. YouTube and Spotify now, you can get the full HD video. For those of you that listen for a decade or more, and when we finally went to video said, I can't believe Granny's real. Well, prove it to yourself, everybody. Watch the beautiful HD version, Spotify or YouTube. Check it out, everybody. However you're listening right now, sign up. 84 shows every month. Maybe 85 if I count Vinny's, whatever you call that thing.
Show.
Yeah.
That is the Big Vinny V Show.
The Big Vinny V Show. What did you review this week?
TNA Impact, the third episode on AMC, which had... like a record viewership numbers?
And well, last week made some changes to the Big Data Plus panel.
Gotcha.
So now the thing that was the problem was the younger viewers. Mm-hmm. Like it's underrepresenting like 18 to 34 and 25 to 49 or whatever. Those are underrepresented. Mm-hmm. So they fixed it and now they've added even more old people. But no young people. They're still underrepresented.
I see.
But it's helped wrestling.
Well, the show had its highs and lows. Say that. But we're not here to review.
I liked it. I thought it was the best one yet.
It was certainly better than the debut. It was probably better than last week. It was better than last week's show.
I thought it was better than the second show.
There were two
well.
Very good matches on that show.
But now we're going back 20 years.
A different Impact.
For one of the last times.
Yeah.
Because we only have what? How many left before we're caught up?
I will
keep track of this.
Look that up shortly here. It came up on the board. But we'll start here. We watched TNA Impact February 4th, 2006.
Yes.
And there's no recap, no entrance. Team 3D is in the ring.
February, by the way.
No one actually says that.
I actually was chastised by a kindergartner when I went to volunteer in Hanalei's class.
I see.
She goes, it's February, not February. I was like,
well, I didn't see either of those things. I said February.
I didn't either, but I was still chastised about it.
Hit her with a $100 bill or anything? Or?
Jeez.
And clearly, you're handling it well.
February.
Putting the water off a duck's back and you're moving on.
So I'll just pronounce it like that for the rest of my life and bother everybody.
Team 3D is in the ring.
Yes, they are.
They are here to announce which opponent the fans have picked for their next match.
Totally forgot they were doing that.
I don't know if this is a shoot, but the fans picked Team Canada, which means Team 3D will not be challenging for the Tag Team Championships.
It was actually, no.
I laughed.
It's, I thought it was, who is Team 3D going to face?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they're not facing America's Most Wanted.
Right.
But Bully comes out and he starts the promo. And the way he's doing the promo, you think it's going to be America's Most Wanted. Mostly because every time he mentions America's Most Wanted, the crowd clearly, the crowd wants that to be the match. But then he reveals that the internet viewers chose otherwise. And so it is Team Canada against the Dudleys.
Maybe all the Canadians voted.
Could have been.
It's possible.
Might have been. All right, we had, yes, a recap of last week, Sting arriving and then immediately departing. And they have made Christian Cage versus Jeff Jarrett official for Against All Odds. Rhino versus Kenny King. Rhino is stopping him in the corner, calls him a naughty word, gets bleeped, hits a gore, wins in 2 minutes.
That was bored.
That's what happened.
It was fine, but this was a show where, as I was watching it, it was like, I'm ready to move on.
Yes.
It's just, here's a generic match. Mike Tenay screaming at the top of his lungs. Here's a generic match. Mike Tenay screaming at the top of his lungs. And Don West. And then here's Jeff Jarrett boring the hell out of everybody as champion. And not really doing it for me.
I'm trying to find the show where we talked about like the state of the Brian Avini show, whatever it was. I can't find it right now. There's like maybe one show after this.
Okay.
Terry Taylor goes to interrupt Larry Zbysko, who is cursing life for having the biggest star in wrestling show up and then surprisingly walk out on him.
Larry's got a point, by the way. Sting comes in after all that hype. He wrestles one match and then he retires.
That is what happened. It is odd.
Odd? it sounds like Sting was there for a payday, got a payday, one payday, and then said, peace out.
Well, that is a storyline. Well, it's a little weird.
A little weird. Sting's a jerk in this thing. Larry had every right to be upset.
Yeah, so basically it's be like, I paid this guy for like 3 years. Yeah. Walked.
So then Zbysko, they keep plugging this press conference. You guys got to see this crazy press conference. The press conference is the main event. And the press conference went badly, I don't know if you guess. So as he's talking...
I actually did like the press conference.
Well, sure. But anyway. As he's talking, in walks Austin Aries in some wacky new gear.
Not just wacky new gear. Let me describe his hair. He was unshaven on the cheeks. He had a very thin, like, mustache. And then a giant soul patch. And then for some reason, he also had a, like, a lace scarf wrapped around his arm that he wrestled in later as well. Mm-hmm. I told Vinny, I think he lost a bet.
Well, see, he's the gimmick is they're supposed to stand out. These three are supposed to stand out and make people notice them. So this was Austin Aries' idea to stand out.
We have been bitching about all these short guys in black gear for weeks now. And at least I'll remember which one's Austin Aries at this point.
I did laugh when Austin Aries comes out to do his actual match. I think it was Don West describing, he goes, I forget what he said. He goes something like, he's got a hat and a jacket, a sparkly flamboyant jacket, and a thing on his arm. Because he had tied a thing on his arm.
It was like a lace scarf.
There was no better definition.
It was a thing.
But it was ridiculous the way he was like, had a new haircut and a new hat and a big fancy jacket and a thing on his arm. Like, that's the last one. That was the climax of this new outfit. A thing on his arm. Apparently it was.
Okay. So they're ranting. They still want more opportunities. The Naturals interrupt, or one of them does, one Natural. And he says, we're a two-time tag team champs. We can't even get on TV. So Larry says, look, Team 3D is facing Team Canada. That means I need challengers for AMW at Against All Odds. So we're going to do a 2 week tag team tournament, and the winner will get a shot at America's Most Wanted. And everyone's satisfied with this news.
What a tournament!
It's amazing.
At least we got graphics and brackets,
dude. There's four teams in this. We got brackets, and then we got a bracket update.
Yes, Hey.
I'm not complaining.
You think I'm going to fucking complain
Absolutely
about that?
Not.
If they would have had the bracket covering the screen the entire show, I'd have been, well, fine.
Still better than the Mid-South bracket.
It's 1,000 times. This tournament blows that tournament out of the water.
You know what? We made fun of that Mid-South bracket, but the fact of the matter is, they had a fucking bracket.
It was the
It was scrawled with a Sharpie on a giant fucking piece of paper and manipulated in
the
weird
lines
directions.
Crossed each other.
But you know what? God damn it, they had a bracket. So I'm not complaining about that one ever again. Now we don't even get a bracket.
Until after the tournament started.
God, do you guys remember? Some of you have blocked this out of your mind. But there was a period where Vince McMahon wouldn't allow the word tournament.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so whenever there was a tournament, he would only allow it to be called a series of matches.
Yeah.
Of which there would be no brackets for this series. Oh, my God. God. So much stupid shit. Anyway.
So it's AJ Styles versus Jay Lethal.
There's another one. It was fine.
It was fine. It was three minutes instead of two.
We had a three-minute match full of moves, and a guy won who you knew was going to win.
There was a
very much like Collision.
There was a distraction in the middle, so that helped a little to build something down the road. Joe comes out. AJ's distracted. Lethal cuts him off. Leaves some stuff. And AJ tries a Tiger Bomb, but turns into a Styles Clash in mid-move and gets the win.
Should also point out the blood on Samoa Joe's towel actually looks like blood this time, mm-hmm. but it's supposed to still be...
The same towel?
The same towel.
It got better.
Yes.
Terry Taylor interviews Team Canada. Vows they will take Team 3D out for good. Or the Team Canada does. PD and A1 will be the Team Canada representatives in the tag team tournament. Gail Kim arrives... Sucks. She's freaking out about the audio tape Jackie Gata gave her last week. She says all our names are on here. She doesn't want to be fired. No indication of what they might have done or what they'd be fired for or why Jackie Gata has a recording of it. It doesn't make we're left to connect.
It's audio, by the way.
Yeah.
Audio recording.
Yeah. So the Canada guy, Scott D'Amore. Scott D'Amore vows to take care of things right now. And his men are like, but we got a match right now. And D'Amore says, if I don't take care of this, there will be no more matches for any of us.
Well, I got two things to say. Number one, there's way too much Team Canada on Impact for like years on end. Yeah. Okay. But Scott D'Amore is a talented guy. He takes real good bumps when need be. And he's actually a pretty good actor. He's like the only one in these skits that can act worth a damn. That's number one. Number two, and this is actually the issue here. So there was a storyline on Raw where they had a hooded man who did a curb stomp like Seth Rollins, and it was a big mystery. Who is this guy? And he ends up being unmasked eventually as Austin Theory. And now, at the Royal Rumble, Bron Breakker's coming out for his match, and another hooded guy attacks him and curb stomps him. And so there's a mystery, okay? A mystery in wrestling is good. If they announce next week on Raw the mystery man will be unmasked, like people are going to be interested, okay? Who could possibly give a fuck about this mystery? That's the problem. Jackie Gata has a secret about Jeff Jarrett. Gail Kim is mad. I mean, does anybody care about this? Like, how could you care? Am I wrong?
Well, they're not giving us any information other than it's an audio tape, Jackie Gata has it, and for some reason this could cost the entire heel locker room basically their jobs.
Mm-hmm. It seems overdramatic.
Yeah.
it's like we're over...
I don't buy that. I don't buy in 1 month there will be no heels on this show.
Yes.
I mean, Jackie Gata is mad at Jeff Jarrett. Like, who could possibly give a fuck?
It's like you're on the bus and you're overhearing conversation that doesn't make any sense to you. And it has to be spoon-fed to you.
That's actually a very
But not even that, Sean. It's also, you don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying?
You just want the person on the bus to shut up.
I could be on a bus and hear somebody...
The bus is full and you can't move and that's what you're hearing.
But I could be on a bus and somebody could be discussing something behind me and it's like, fuck, I gotta listen to this. This is fucking pretty cool. But this is, these two fuckers are behind you on the bus discussing some issue, and you're like, can I get off this fucking bus already? I don't give a shit about your story.
But I have a feeling,
that's what
though,
this is.
I'm going to be getting off the bus before I find out what happens as well.
I want closure.
No.
Wrap this up.
That's yes. No, you want closure to the Jackie Gator story?
I don't know what it is.
I don't either, but that's the point I was going to make. I don't care. Like, sometimes we watch these retro shows, and it's like, who is the mystery opponent of the pay-per-view? Should we check it out, Vinny? And, you know, you kind of are, like, intrigued. I don't know what the story is. I swear to God, I don't care. If it is not resolved next week, when it's our last week reviewing the show, I will not care enough to find out what the secret was. I don't care. It is a completely ineffective storyline. I can't understand how anybody could care.
Thank you.
Well, tell me why.
I want to know what they're talking about.
Okay. That's a fair response. I, however, don't. I can't care about this. It's Jackie Gata, dude, and Jeff Jarrett. Whatever.
Well, on the subject of closure, I have finally found the list here. This week's, we're reviewing right now the February 4th edition. Next week's show is the February 11th edition. After that, we've done everything.
Oh! So one more week?
One more week of TNA. Oh,
man.
Then you and I, Brian, will have reviewed every episode of Impact from the start up to like Claire Lynch.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. That's when they really drove us off again.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll
might have been 3-hour Raws and some other stuff as well.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
I think it was maybe there were when WWE started running 2 pay-per-views every month. Remember that period?
Yeah.
That sucked.
So yes, this stupid little tournament gets brackets. There are 4 teams. There's only one set of matches they could do. For the record, if you want to make your own brackets at home, it is Team Canada versus Sabin and Sanjay. One last name, one first name. And then Aries and Strong versus the Naturals.
The Naturals are in this tournament, you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is they had a match on the show I already forgot. Okay.
But first, it's Team Canada versus Chris Sabin and Sanjay Dutt. Sanjay has all sorts of gear. We've seen him in different stuff every week. Which gear did he pick out when he was wrestling against Team Canada? Red and white. Of course he did.
Mm-hmm. And Chris Sabin, learning nothing from Joe's bad bleach job, decided to do the frosted tips, except he took the tips all the way down to the skull. And this is the worst hair job I've ever seen.
No, Joe's is worse. Oh, on Sabin. That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah. It's not good.
It's a very 2006 emo band haircut.
Sure.
Yeah. The match is fun. They had 3 guys doing a bunch of cool flippy shit and one big muscle head coming in and being a big badass bully. So it was good chemistry. Good formula match there. Heat on Sanjay. Hot tag to Sabin. And then PD keeps trying and failing to get a destroyer. And finally, Sabin hits him with cradle shock and pins him. It was a fun little match.
Sabin has moved on with his partner. Who was his partner?
Sanjay.
I was not intrigued by these matches or this tournament. This show is not doing it for me.
You don't say.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
We have Global Impact highlights of their tour in Australia. Terry Taylor interviews AJ Styles, who just stands up and throws a towel in Chris Daniels' face. Says, we're even now. Daniel says, it was never about getting even.
It wasn't?
And then explains how he got even.
Yeah. I think it was about getting even, buddy.
So finally, they start brawling.
It was a hell of a brawl.
Dude, I know it's been said before, but it's never been more true. You are always stiffest with your friends.
Dear God.
Daniels slaps him right in the face.
Yeah.
And AJ comes back and punches him right in the face. Now, it's an extreme. I watched this about a half dozen times in quarter speed, which you can do on the app. I'm pretty sure there was a thigh slap involved. They were zoomed in too close to be totally sure about that. But AJ punches Daniels in the mouth, and there was a very, very loud noise. And he punched him in the mouth, for sure.
According to Brian's Figure 4 review back in the day, he confirmed they did punch each other in the face.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey.
Dude.
You can tell.
he hit him over and over again.
This part of his fist and this part of Daniels' mouth, and it made a very loud noise.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make that loud noise and not knock teeth out.
Well, he didn't.
So, yes, if you're going to brawl, do a good brawl. This brawl was awesome. LAX versus Frankie Capone and Rod and Bruce Steele. Is that the Flanders voice? Rod and
Bruce. Rod and Todd.
Rod and Todd.
It all rhymes with God.
Oh, I see.
I love a Conan's devious plan about starting LAX and then not wrestling. Genius.
Well, he wrestled here. But
Conan did?
Yeah, it was a trios match. It may be hard to tell because apparently his bags got lost. He's out there in khakis and a polo shirt and I think a baseball hat.
I thought he was managing and got involved.
No, yeah. He was a legal competitor.
It was a trios match. The other team only had two members on it.
So
I take it back.
Yeah. They went with a bulldog and the James Gang attacks and that's that. Mike Tenay and Don West reflect on Sting's retirement. Tell us again how this press conference got out of hand. So we go to the press conference. And my favorite thing about this press conference is that Dory Funk Jr. was there.
Yeah. Of all people.
I have no idea why.
We've got a big match coming up with Jeff Jarrett.
Is there who's the former NWA World Champion within the shortest drive? Dory.
Yeah, Dory was there. I thought this press conference was actually pretty well done. I've seen so many awful press conferences that now these old bad press conferences are suddenly good. They were unscripted. They just said their piece. And a big fight broke out, and I thought it was pretty well done, quite frankly.
So it's mostly Christian and Jarrett running their mouths, and Jarrett's sure to say, I beat Kevin Nash, I beat DDP, I beat Rhino, I flew to Japan and take out Hulk Hogan. They talk about Sting's retirement for a while. Somebody asks Jeff to comment on Jackie Gaeta. He refuses. Monty Brown then crashes the event. Now, the last time we saw Monty, he had a blank contract for a TNA title shot and a pen and a devilish look in his eye. They came back the next week and announced Christian Cage had the match. So here's Monty saying, yes, I could have signed that contract, but I didn't. And for that, Jeff Jarrett, you owe me a title shot. What? So I guess he wants to face the winner. I don't know. Cage, he guarantees victory at Against All Odds. That's the exact words. I guarantee victory. And everyone finally brawls, and so Dory stands up and puts on his cowboy hat at the end of the brawl. Well, not really, but seriously, Dory Funk Jr. They update the tournament brackets to let you know that Saban and Asante are now in the finals.
Surprised Dory didn't get a title shot during this period.
That would have been awesome. Dory Funk Jr. and Jeff Jarrett in 2006.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he wrestled until the 2010s.
Just for a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Austin Aries and Roderick Strong versus the Naturals. It would just be Dory doing uppercuts and Jarrett selling. That would be great. It would be fucking great. Austin Aries and Roderick Strong versus the Naturals. But first, Gail Kim and Scott D'Amore come out. Alex Shelley comes out with his buddies, Aries and Strong. But Gail and D'Amore have a plan for Alex. He leaves with them, and boy, what a payoff we got for that one. They do this match. They did more arm drags in this match than Ricky Steamboat did in the entire 1970s. They had the heat on Andy Douglas for a while, and a hot tag to Chase Stevens. The Naturals have a spot in their comeback. Where?
Hold on. Dory Funk Jr.'s final match. Anyone want to guess?
2000.
Oh, it's guessing the year? I'll say 2012.
The week before he died.
I'm going to say 2018.
Well, he's alive, Sean. So.
Oh, okay.
He actually had his final match on August 24th, 2024.
But the guy rules.
And not only that.
I would say I was closest.
He teamed with Osamu Nishimura to defeat Onita and Raijin Yaguchi.
That's right. Holy crap.
In a double hell current explosion death match.
Well, why wouldn't he?
That was his final match.
How old was he? What? Is he?
He's 85 now, so he was 84.
Good Lord.
He is one of those guys who was born looking about 64. And stayed there.
Do you realize that most of the people in WWE haven't had a career as long as Dory would have had if he started at my age?
Yes.
Yeah, he would have wrestled for 34 years after the age of 50.
He was a tough bastard. He is a tough bastard.
Yeah.
So the Naturals do the spot where Douglas says, I shall lift my opponent up in the air as if I were to powerbomb him. And my partner, Chase Stevens, will then jump very high into the sky and dropkick him in the face. That sounds cool and all, but Chase can't actually jump that high like a Kevin Knight, for example. So Douglas lifts his dude for a powerbomb to lift him high in the air, but then drops to his knees, so he's not actually that high, and then Chase Stevens kicks him. Why bother? Poor spot, that is.
Dory wrestled for 61 years. He had a 61-year career. Good God.
Do we know he's actually retired? Maybe he hasn't been offered another match.
It's possible, but I think that was his... He did retire in 2017 and just kept wrestling.
I mean,
so it's possible.
He is Terry's brother.
I mean, WrestleMania weekend's coming, and I am available.
Comebacks run in the family. So finally, Aries Cradle Stevens hooks the ropes to win. This was just a match, but it is Saban and Sanjay versus Aries and Strong for a title shot.
Well, that actually sounds like a really good match.
If they get time.
Do we get that next week?
They should.
Are we going to go out on a high note?
That'd be nice.
That would be really nice.
So we end with this angle. Jeff Jarrett is out there. AMW is out there. Team Canada is out there. Gail Kim is out there. Jarrett explains to Alex Shelley, I'm not making this up, I want you to use your camera to dig up dirt on Jackie Gaeta. He's sending him to stalk her.
Yeah.
I have given you her phone number, he says. I have given you her home address, all the clubs that she likes to go to, where she likes to work out and shop. Go dig up some dirt, or we'll all be fired. What?
Even if they found some dirt, if what they did is bad enough that they could all be fired,
yeah.
How is that going? My buddy Mike sent me my recap from 20 years ago, and I wrote, and I quote, yawn. Why we should be caring about this, I have no idea. Huh? So nothing has changed in the last 20 years.
Your curiosity has not grown in 2 decades?
I don't have any earthly idea how this ends. I still don't care. I care way more about the final episode of Star Blazers than I do about this, which I also don't...
We should review that show.
Could be better than this. Again, tell you that much.
Used the motion wave gun and got him out of trouble.
Hey, quiet. I may watch it again someday before I die.
I don't know. If Alex Shelley doesn't get arrested for voyeurism next week,
they're sending him.
I don't know. Then this is the wrong show for me.
They're sending him to commit a horrible crime.
Yes.
And outside the wrestling venue. Anyway, everyone's bickering. They go off screen, but Eric Young grabs the cameraman. He's being very wacky. He's paranoid. He doesn't think Sting is gone.
Hmm.
Well, let's look at the history report from this year in pro wrestling history, February 4, 2006. Thank you to Mike for this. Number one song, Check On It by Beyonce. Number one movie, When a Stranger Calls. Oh, my God. Super Bowl. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Seahawks. 21-10.
Yes. With some lousy officiating.
That's true.
SmackDown, Finlay is DQ'd for the third week in a row. There are dozens of skits and three matches, one of which is Blaster Lashley squashing one of the dicks.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Orton challenges Royal Rumble winner Rey Mysterio for his WrestleMania match at No Way Out.
Oh, God.
And Octagon Cito and Suki have a SmackDown Minis match. That sounds awesome.
I thought that was great, yeah.
The Raw, the Spirit Squad is doing stuff for WWE.com. Rob Van Dam, Chris Masters, Big Show, and Triple H all qualify for a Road to WrestleMania tournament for number one contendership for the title.
Series of matches, Brian.
John Cena and the Diva Maria defeat Edge and Lita, which allows Cena to choose the referee for their match at No Way Out. Mick Foley, Mick and Edge would go on to set each other on fire in that match.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. That's who the guy was. This week, Tim White attempts to kill himself by suffocating himself with a plastic bag.
Hilarious.
Granny is on the show every week now. Stacy Keibler has gone from third to first place in Dancing with the Stars. Brian reviews a Superstar Billy Graham DVD. Says it's worth going out of its way to watch. I received at the time the only hardcover copy of Death of WCW from friend subscriber Odessa Steps. That's right. And, when they published that in paperback only, and then Vince Russo's book got a hardcover, I was not happy. But we outsold him so fantastically that in 2014, we got to do an expanded edition, which they did, in fact, publish in hardcover. So I got the last laugh. And then we had Vinny reviewing the Best of Art Bar tape.
Oh, that was awesome.
And finally, The Rock is nominated for his first Razzie Award for Doom. However, he won't win for another 12 years with Baywatch.
Mm.
There you go. Well, that's the history, everybody. Hopefully, whatever we review, Mike will continue doing history for whatever that week is in history, because that's a fun time. But I guess we got to wrap it up. So I don't think we have any pay-per-views this weekend, do we? Because it's the Super Bowl.
That would be strange.
Right?
Yeah.
You have your NXT show tonight. Big ladder match.
Going to find out who the NXT champion is here tonight. And yeah, I guess we'll be back on
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess we'll figure out this weekend, Vinny, because I presume you're watching the Super Bowl.
I am, but I will watch it and then drive over.
All right.
I've already got plans. I'll be watching it in Bothell, about 3 minutes away.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll be back Thursday, the Brian and Me Show, AWNXT reviews, Dynamite and tonight's NXT. And then we'll be back this weekend for probably Collision and SmackDown. Would be my guess. So those are the Brian and Vinny shows coming up this week. I'll be back tomorrow, Observer Live and After Dark Radio and Observer Radio. So you should sign up, everybody. 84 podcasts a month. Don't miss out. Pick your poison, video, audio, or the whole shebang at WrestlingObserver.com. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.
Good night.
Bye.
Mahalo.